New Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Broadcasting Network. This is September 24th, 2017. And the call-in number in the second hour of our three-hour live program is 800-313-9443. And my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. And before we proceed with what I talked about a few shows ago called the Internet of Things and sperm changes as a result of the water. And we're going to be getting into billionaire banking, and we're going to be getting into what are called the formation of the death panel in terms of what are called vortexes, which we're going to be talking about, which are world-shaking. I'll be breaking this on the... I've already broke this story at the university radio stations, of which universities now interview me, and my aim is to talk directly to the professors in the sciences for depopulation and how they teach their engineers and medical students about depopulation and how they talk about sustainability as if it's a form of preservation of population, which is not. And for those of you that wish to face the channel, I'll be on a radio station for Oxford University next week. This coming week, I'll be at Stanford University. I will be at Harvard University at the end of the coming week. My university schedule will be at the British Parliament 3 weeks from now with some of the positions that are in the Parliament that have depopulation by chemistry and air. And in a month and a half, I will be talking with the universities that are covering what I talked about in the first hour, which is corporations to own the air of which we breathe. I will be talking with Professor Emoto's family after all these years. Professor Emoto was one of my first interviews when I was on RBN, and he didn't speak English well, but we spoke some Japanese together. He was the one who started the memory system of water by mind thought of love and gratitude is what he used, and determination of languages and mind waves to determine changes in the crystallization of water. And the pushback on that is that the United Nations has personally condemned me for taking on Professor Emoto's work, whose family has given me his personal notes, of which I will carry on religiously, not fanatically, Professor Emoto's work. So my schedule is not only RBN now, 3 hours on RBN, which is precious because it sets the platform for it, but I'm now on 12 university stations around the world. And one of the facets of talking with the people in Brazil at the universities there is quite fascinating, because they know that their country is at a water end and a food end, and the depopulation was part of Chavez's book that he gave to Obama in front of television on the world stage, on how to develop depopulation through socialism, and which was implemented the United States Congress and during Obama's reign. I've got nothing personal against Obama. I hope he was born where he was. I don't give a damn. The point is, you want to know why Obamacare is not being repealed? Because it's the instrumentation of depopulation. And there's a piece of work for you. There's a piece of information for you. That's not an academic discussion. That's the real world. So Parker Pathways has taken the water to a whole new level. And if there are only 12 of us out of 380 million people in this country that does it, it breaks my heart to say that. But the people in this country, as far as I'm concerned, I love my country. I fought for my country. But I want to tell you something. You've become lazy. You become greedy. You've lost your spirituality, in my opinion. That's up to God to figure out where your spirituality is. But get a grip. Understand that we are really at war in the process. And these movie stars that come out here and say, oh, you know, I'm against President Trump because blah, blah, blah. You're lucky that you have a president, Jocko. You realize that the fact that we have a democratic system of any kind, and Hillary Clinton's running around the country and say, you know, well, good God, lady, you've been working on the whole system of Saul Alinsky as socialism was your teacher. What the hell do you think happened? That's just my opinion. And it's my show. And if you don't like it, then that's tough. We have a caller, Jeff from Idaho, which I know I must get on because I call him my fourth leg to a chair. Jeff, are you there? Have we lost Jeff from Idaho?
Dr. Parker, can you hear me?
Oh, sure I can. I'm glad you're there.
Hey, congratulations on all your radio work with the other locations.
Thank you.
But I respectfully disagree with you that America, it's not asleep. The fifth column illegal law system has lied and committed treason basically since the Civil War. I wrote this before the show because I didn't get any sleep this morning. So just bear with me. This is the last follow-up of Dr. Rivera's literal analysis of Article 1 of the Constitution of September 17th, 1787, not covered last week during the anniversary. In support of Anna's comments last night, Dr. Rivera discusses the first Constitution, while Anna explains all three. Here's her quote. Let us suggest that, one, you probably meant to take your oath to the actual Constitution, didn't you, question mark, and two, to the extent that you were deceived into taking an oath to another foreign constitution. This is my comment. Oxymoron, foreign sovereign immunity. And it continues, by mistake, the oath is null and void. So upward and onwards, and no excuses. This is not a matter of any dispute requiring any legal process to determine the facts. Both the British monarch and the Pope have admitted the facts and have withdrawn from the field of battle, double quotes. In the last administration and Congress, as of 2015, we, the American states and people, operating our lawful international government, the unincorporated United States of America, reissued our sovereign letter patent, established new service contracts with different federal service providers, and in 2017, we completed our international claims process and established our private indemnity bond upon the United States Treasury from 1789. The lawful government of this country is open for business again and ready to dispense with the quadrillions of dollars of debt, in brackets, which is our credit, that they have amassed against billions of innocent people and their unlawful governments.
Yes.
To take down America using internally using the fifth column slavers. G.H.W. Bush claimed that they would hang us for treason. He and the secret society treasonist. A simple mark and reprisal order from a constitutional government will allow all these financial and war crime terrorists to be brought to a grand jury in a common law venue. Next is a rhetorical statement. Would you like to play a game continued from last week? Simon Gruber says, Table 2, page 1479, March 1994, not 7165, but a comma. To find the well of souls, Indy was wrong. Use six kadams. Spock would say in inches were sequences. To steal the Federal Reserve's gold from the diehard with a vengeance, Dr. John Coleman, only five dual locks are needed to get the gold out of the St. Lawrence full sequence. 006 and 007 were discussing the upcoming false flag financial terrorism of 9/11. Once through these five locks, you can get a hold of the pentagram from the first Easter egg. The October 2015 Boston pulse shape matches the Tholian web. Comma minus V crossed V squared gives 36 factors. Staff 1, cancer, argon 1. Staff 2, biome, argon 2. Staff 3, DNA, argon 3. The next group accelerates the fastest down the Autobahn. Dr. John McClain, you have 1 week to decode this.
I don't think John McClain is going to be able to code that.
You're John McClain. You're Dr. John McClain in this storyline.
I'll tell you.
I got a bad connection, Dr. Parker, so...
Yeah. Well, listen, the whole process of what you're talking about as an umbrella, we're almost finished with this segment. I want to make sure you and I communicate to our audience. Simply put, on the complex system, life itself is equated to these matrices that you're talking about, and it all has to do with how much you're worth, what your metric is in the death panel, and how how much virtual water you use in your lifetime. That type of thing is taken on, real world mathematics, and that's been that way for some time. But now it's just coming out on the floor, what we're discussing about economics is as important as life itself. If you were to take a look, and you would, but for the audience to understand what Jeff and I are chatting about, but I'll just take the liberty of just taking just examples. The idea of the Heritage Insurance Holdings, for instance, on the market, it sells for $9.37 a share, and its whole way is to make money on people's death from hurricanes. The Universal Insurance Holdings and the Aspen Insurance Holdings have a price increase it'll probably go to $11 a share. Well, they made $40 million in 2 weeks. You take the New Link Genetics as an example. I'm just picking that one out because of what we're talking about. They made a phase 3 clinical trial with Bristol Myers for a drug study of what's called an IDO inhibitor, which is it's a drug called Obvido. And an IDO inhibitor is it can reverse melanoma. Now, melanoma only has about 3 to 4% of population on the globe is actually affected, but it because of the genetic changes in the water directly, and no one denies that at New Link Genetics, that stock has gone up to $22 a share. It before we went on air on the European market, it sold for $17.67 a share. Now, I'm just using these two companies as an example of our conversation. The whole point comes down to the fact that each one of these countries that hold these corporations want to also control our air and own it. But they're doing it under treaties that sound like money. In other words, they don't sound like physiology, or they don't sound like the human being has become a product. The bogus idea, for instance, that carbon dioxide is harmful for the climate change is a total bogus situation, because you have to have the carbon dioxide for the trees, and the trees make the oxygen for the humans. So why should we put more carbon dioxide into the earth, which is coming from the bacteria of the soil, to create more carbon dioxide and then blame humans for the fact that the climate is changing? You see how that works? So the people come out and they're betting stocks on soil products, on corporations. They're betting stocks on carbon payments for somebody just to pay somebody so they can put out more carbon in terms of smoke or a form of methane, blaming the poor cows for putting too much methane in the atmosphere. So they go and kill people's dairy cows. And that was started by President Clinton. But all of it, Jeff, is really based on what you're talking about, which I think is the plan, is we should be marrying the economic basis of human life with human life itself. Because if you look at the bankers and talk to the bankers, that's what they bet on. That's what their risk factor is.
The bankers are doing the risk management guys are the fake dichotomy of the money manipulation system, because they basically used their Samson option to basically, for 100 years after they took us over in the Civil War, to basically develop the secret killing system. Now it's not a secret. And as Nikola Tesla said...
exactly. No, you're absolutely right.
Nikola Tesla said, life is and will ever remain an equation capable of solution, but it contains certain known factorials. And if you go back to the Frankenstein Cage of Life, May 24th, 2015 show, the locks will synchronize at the ruby crystal at the top of the staff. All five of them will give you your lock.
Yeah. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling in, and I think that we're on the formulation of a real-world situation of a plan, because I'm going to tell you something. It's my private opinion. You know, there are a lot of people out here that write and they talk about how, they're put upon, but then why is it that we have legislatures in states that are saying that water's a right, and that you should pay more taxes for the water to support the people that don't have the water?
Yeah. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I'll give you one last hint. I'll give you one last hint before we get cut off. Find 968 and 1089. Step one. For lock.
Okay. Well, listen.
And you can find all the docs after that. Try and find the gold.
Okay, you got it.
Thanks.
And thank you, Jeff, and bless you.
Good luck. Yes. 2 months.
One of the things that ties in with Jeff's call in terms of the aspect, well, we can't go into it now. I wanted to get into what I talked about a few weeks ago called the Internet of Things. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for being with Parker Pathways.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
And thank you for being with us. I'm going to finish what I was talking about concerning the X's on the MSD issues for climate, because it still comes back to the process of toxicity for reproduction. That's what one of the X's means. In other words, it depends on which category it is. You have the category one, or you have category two, or you have category three. And the categories have markers, which are indicated by a T. And then you have an XN category three, which is a marker on the X. And depending on the category of the X, the MSDS sheet reads, quote, substances and preparations which they are inhaled or ingested, or if they penetrate the skin, may produce or increase the incidence of non-inheritable adverse effects in the progeny. and or of a male or a female reproduction functions or capacity. Now, that is for cloning. It's the X that is there. Now, there are other reasons that I'm mentioning this because of now revelations of which the government cannot hold back in the process of sperm counts, because what's happening is that the government has to admit now that the sperm counts of males, particularly American men, have lost the viability of their sperm by their own figures, by 59.3% of the sperm that's made in a male today is not functioning. Now, the idea of the fact that endocrine disruptors are compounds that are in the food, in the water, in the air, and they're commonly used compounds found in thousands of products, particularly in cosmetics and particularly in food and absolutely in water. And I haven't hidden it from you for 10 years on endocrine disruptors. I have named them. They're in the archives of RBN, which, by the way, will be all part of my writings. But the whole point comes down to the fact that you have what is called a meta-analysis of sperm counts and the fertility studies reported in 185 longitudinal studies over 42,000 men up to the year 2011. Now, when I came on board on RBN, I was always, that was my main references were the ones that the government did. See, everybody, I keep going back to it. See, you think this is done by some lab that got a contract coming in the other way. You know, I have all these longitudinal studies before the government took the references and from the medical schools and put it forth. I have the references, and they're locked in a safe, a real bona fide safe. And I'm not going to tell you where the safe is, of course, but the thing comes down to the fact that the 40-year span of sperm counts from chloramine alone was higher than 59.3% of the sperm. It was 82 to 91% of the sperm chloramine directly, and it was the formation of the studies I was doing. In fact, I carried through in a clinical trial into the process of the sperm tail breakage. Sperm tail breakage from chloramine alone, just for the fact, and then for the public health doctors. I talk about it, and chloramine causes health damage. They did it on a voice vote. A voice vote. Doctors having a voice vote and saying chloramine doesn't cause any adverse effects to the reproductive capacity of males. But they forgot one thing. Like that ad we have on RBN, people say, well, it's knowledge, but they forgot one thing. Well, they forgot more than one thing. What they forgot was that the egg has a coat which is called the zona pellucida, the ZP, the zona pellucida. And it's an obstacle that is on the second cover of the egg. It has, and it fuses with the egg. And that sperm has to make it through the zona pellucida. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com.
Porter Path Ladies. And just before the break, I was indicating about the endocrine disruptors compounds through the food and water and how they decline, and particularly from the air, and which is why the corporations want to own the air, because which is part of the Jackson Hole Federal Reserve meeting, which was held very recently, and I want to get back to the idea of why that it's such an interest, because you can control the population through the egg, female egg. So what I was trying to mention out of the there's a protein structure that is called the zona pellucidia. The pellucidia is an obstacle to the sperm head, but the sperm tail, what contains the codes, and And in fact, in one of the deciphered plates, there was with some of the plates that have been found in the graves of giants who were on the Earth maybe 500, 800, 900 million years ago. And, of course, the giants were, they're running 8 to 10 feet. Some are 12 feet tall. They're buried all over America and South America and then Japan. And they talk about the process of fertilization. And of course, what I've been working on the Dwapara Circle stones from China, were found in China from, some people that crashed on Earth. But the thing is that those are microscopic, ultra-microscopic hieroglyphics, and they're very revealing. And the reason for the zona pellucida is that if the pellucida agate succeeds, it becomes an impenetrable wall to a sperm. But I was taught by in medical school circles, professors were very advanced in those days. They were free to talk about things. And they always taught me, when I first learned about fertility and looking at it under the microscope of how the egg and the sperm meet, and they always used to say to me, but no one had the protein answers as we have today. They would say that the egg selects the fertilization for conception, it's not the sperm. And I've always carried that around with me. And it was a process by which I was reviewing the Japanese work at the Osaka University, where Professor Omoto was working with the mind thoughts with water at that time. And, of course, we've advanced this work to mind power for the mind to the egg. And but the reason that the zona pellucida exists is that it ensures that on fertilization, which would be, the zygote, will contain the correct number of chromosomes. Now, just think about that. If you found a way through the water, which they have, which the government has for years, they tested the first test down in Orange County, California, by the way, and in Orange County, built a whole Orange County home city over the contamination of which they, the government worked for years on the contaminated water on fertilization. And I have all those studies, by the way, of humans done by the United States government. Some of the ones in terms of what were the formation in 1970s. The idea of sperm egg fusion in the water in the Orange County studies were duplicated in Santa Barbara, Buffalo, New York, Paris, France at the same time, Bologna and Cologne, longitudinal studies with real people. So the whole process is that this protein structure has been named in the scientific community Juno, after the Roman goddess of fertility and marriage. And there's a reason for that, because in the Roman and the Greek hieroglyphics and the formation and the development of the Greek language, the monolithic culture, which was to assume to have the genetic connection to cosmic entities, which has been totally shown from DNA from mummies and burial sites, which I allude to on many of my shows, And the whole thing comes down to the fact that the explanation of the zona pellucida is very clear in the terms that they understood, but how did they see it? How did they know it? How did it get developed? Why did they have 710 stone hieroglyphic tablets written about the one subject? And one of the reasons would be that there are carvings which are very clear in terms of how the sciences worked out, and the statues of these people, particularly in the Egyptian culture, their fingers are pointing to the placenta. They're pointing to an object that's carved into the stone. They're pointing to a language which is yet to be deciphered. Only four emblems of those hieroglyphics concerning what I'm discussing right now on how to control the population. Four of those symbols, of hundreds of symbols that have been seen on crash sites on this earth, are in the same symbology as they are on the discussion of what we are now, that is 10,000 years before Christ. That's reality. And this is my other aim. The fact is, I feel that I am totally correct. There's not more to say about this, but I'm limited by time because this is an incredibly important subject. It has to do with you think everything's over after you conceive. It's not. Everything is going on in the terms. That's why I opened my show with a Pew survey as to when you would want to be selected to die. And this has everything to do with the formation of space travel, and the terms of the fact where the satellites that are being used, they say, well, we're helping humanity. We're doing agricultural trends. We're tracking ships. We're producing high-frequency weather reports. And we're studying water pollution patterns. And we're studying water pollution by human patterns, and we're developing satellite determinations of genetic codes in plants. We are monitoring insects from outer space, and we're connecting them to the future war robots, which they are. Those are all things. These are going on, and the thing is that, and I've talked about this on the Internet of Things. It's in my archives. You can look it up. And where I talk about machine-to-machine communication, which other people have talked about, but they ignore what I'm talking about, which is the medical brain connection of the putting of the human being as a robot chip in the brain and being able to work it through to work with fluids in other entities. And that was some of the basis of what thousands of years before Christ, traveling around the cosmos, seems to have been about. So, in other words, it's called seeding. Now, the companies that have billions of monies in what I just said and in what they've done is Qualcomm, SoftBank, Airbus, Coca-Cola. Each of them, the investors of each one of these, they're over $2 billion minimum as slush money on venture capital. Boeing, Lockheed Martin, they're doing the genetic codes from outer space. The Orbital ATK, Harris Corporation, Viastat, Orbicom, and then, of course, the Orbital ADK, which is coming in to the science missions from Amazon, and of course, Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen with his Stratoline systems are at the top of the list in terms of the monitoring of human robots from outer space, which will be the next generation of the Internet of Things. And in the process of, you know, of making it as part human, part robot, and to be monitored in terms of the fluids. And it all has to do with the same problem that the NASA had when we first started, into the terms of when I was doing research with lacrimal fluids of the eye for biochemistry. That's all I'll tell you about that project. But the thing is that that was years and years ago when I first started. They said, oh, we have a very bright boy. He has all the things. They really said that. And they said, well, where is he? He says, well, they used to call me a loner, which was totally untrue. I played two instruments by the time I was 10 years old. I always played instruments at the university. I always was involved with writing, but I did it in the commissary, in the canteen, in the cafeteria. And so because I sat and spent most of my time in the cafeteria, they called me a loner. See, this is how things happen to you. You know, it's like the women get upset because I talk about fertilization of the prostate, because you meet a lot of the females that are in charge of the National Institute of Health. They want nothing to do with human sperm. In fact, they're very proud of the fact that they have a picture of a sperm with a red arrow through it. You know, and they're in the National Institute of Health. They're very bright, you know, and it's very, you know how it goes. Oh, I graduated from Dartmouth. Oh, I said, where did you graduate? You know, that's the first sentence to try to get a woman up. And I'm not helpful in the conversation because I say, well, if you got to start this conversation like that, it's not worth for me to talk with you, you know. I do that on purpose. Well, that's life. But anyway, what we're given to you here is you may be 80, you may be 90, whatever it is, but all of what I'm talking about in conception is determined by the fact that code has been set into place by the fact that you can, with the egg, putting forth that you have the right set of chromosomes. Now, the reason this is important, why do we have giants on the earth with six toes thousands of, millions of years before Christ? How did that happen? Well, how is it that you can have the drawings of astrophysics in the mud by footprints and have the code system? Well, let's see what the code system. I just had a few minutes ago to have. I wasn't intending to have this presentation. It's 600 million years. Yeah, 600 million years ago in Utah, and finding footprints that 600 million years in the footprints of Utah. And a guy's supposed to be depicted in the movies as a club over his head, and he's a Neanderthal. Then why are they talking about what's turned out to be cosmic mathematics? Why are they talking about the concept of creation and the terms of actually giving formulas of molecules we yet to know? What about the 500 million years ago, the discovery of a full hammer? Which made the TV news, I think, a couple months ago, and everybody got excited. Oh, how can these Neanderthals have in the process of this, you know? And it's a full hammer, you know, ionized and everything. And then why do you have the Guadalupe women, which are 28 million years ago? That's how they are, the Guadalupe women, who had which are preserved in the basement of the British Museum, which they allowed me to work with, and have the effect. And why were the Guadalupe women walking around with mathematical formulas on their forehead? And what were they doing? They were considering the main conceivers. Well, how did that happen? How did somebody determine that those women were the main conceivers? When you have some cutie from Dartmouth, who works for Health and Human Services, thinks she knows stuff, and she's fussing around and saying she just doesn't like men, and she's a lesbian, and I'm thinking, you're against bisexual, and I said, oh, I don't know, it's your own hormones, watch what you drink. You got into the disruptors, you got changed the pituitary glands. There are babies born today which have multiple hormone dyscrasias. In other words, every person born on the planet If they're a male, they have more testosterone than they have estrogen. Females, more estrogen than testosterone. We all have balances of those. Those things are controlled by the pituitary and pituitary gland. And also, there is the formation of how is it that the development of the Buddhas and the Vasovaras, which is used to be Burma, now it's Myanmar, is the fact that they were able to change the sex with the touch of a finger. Now, how did that happen? But it all came from the pineal gland, and in their version of life. See, these things, which is a gland, which is just, it's in the center of the brain. A lot of people say, well, it's on the forehead, which where they put the stone. They put the rubies always on the forehead for the pineal gland. But the whole thing, that's where the force came from. So in a real force, it's estimated by the writings of the Sumerians that the development of conception could occur completely around the world. And that's how I got involved with the Russians, in terms of in those days you could do that, where we were trying to impregnate a rabbit in a submarine in the Pacific, and we were working with Russian scientists to be able to do that by mind. We were successful, by the way. It was never to be printed, but it is printed. And that's what we're talking about today. Now, put that in the present perspective of what we opened up with the first show. Okay? And our first show, the first hour of show day, today, I'm mentioning to you that these companies and the corporations want to own the air. Do you think that's for climate change? No. It has to do with the process of the development of the new human, and that's reality. So you have the formation of how do I say this? You have a company on the stock market, Mallincourt. They're selling for $35 a share. They have patents that will block the drug Pruxor from marking a genetic version of the respiratory gene structure of newborns. And they sell at $35 a share on the stock market of what we've been talking about. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of...
We don't have much time left in our live second hour, And we have other big things like second and first hour to cover, but I want to make sure I get Wynn from California. Thank you very much for calling, Wynn. Wynn from California. Parker. You there?
Yes. I wanted to make some comments on a lot of things that you were saying. One of the things, you have that Liberty sticker, bumper sticker thing. Why don't you have chloramine causes collateral health damage? And then you should have it if you buy them in packs. You can hand them out at city council meetings, and we can all put one on our bumper.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. One of the things is that the I think it's a good idea, and it's up to the people to select on that. The unions, when it was first presented about 9 years ago to have a bumper sticker like that, the people shied away because the mediums, the television, the rest of it, they didn't want to have liabilities and threats from the unions. The unions stopped the bumper sticker idea. There was somebody tried to do that in Ohio and that listened to our program, and they were arrested for putting chloramine cause health damage. The unions, in fact, the coal miners union, I ended up talking with the Teamster, the director, the leader of the Teamster union on it. I had him on air, and Hoffa's son, who operates the Teamsters. And the Teamster, a lot of the trucks that had the chloramine sticker on were damaged by other union people because they were hauling the contaminated water in their trucks. And that was before fracking, the Halliburton rule came in, where the court said that fracking water was exempt from the EPA standards. It's called the Halliburton rule. And for the company of Halliburton.
That's what people should be upset about, that thing.
Yeah,
right
they should be. And the thing is that, and this is reality, and the thing comes down to the fact now, of course, you can't turn around without somebody talking about the water. But look at the way they're looking at it. Oh, I want my water for free, like they wanted Obama flowing. You know, I've had blacks who have threatened my life who have said, you know, well, I got an Obama phone because the president, he owes us. That was the sentence. He owes us. See, guess where they were talking? They were talking from one of the representatives in Flint, Michigan. And who were they talking to? Donald Trump, who was running for president. And I had just finished interviewing Donald Trump on his plane during the primaries, and he was really interested in trying to help the black communities about their contaminated water and chloramine, and the black mayors would not let him into the disposal units. That's
you know,
real.
Amazing. It costs money for water pipes. It costs money to disinfect it. It costs money to pump it. And why does anybody think that water should be free when that's part of it?
That's
but
exactly
I wanted to say
right.
about the X on the material safety data sheet. June Weintraub said that chlorine caused breast cancer, bladder cancer, colon cancer, and reproduction malfunction.
She said we added ammonia to strength. Like Flint for manslaughter, which is like is happening now. Listen, I have to go right now because it's the end of my program. But you call again.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This